It is the weekend, and welcome to the replay. Unless, of course, you're watching this on replay and it's no longer the weekend, in which case it was the weekend and it will again soon be the weekend. You just got to wait until it's the weekend. Joel.live, Joel Comm here with a special weekend edition. I had a show planned for yesterday and my guest had to cancel. And I was having a discussion this morning with my good friend, Michael Stelzner. Michael is the founder and creator and owner of socialmediaexaminer.com, which is the top social media platform news site that's out there. And it's just the best one. And he's also the creator of the Social Media Marketing World event that takes place annually every February or March in San Diego. And I think it's going to be the sixth one that I'm going to. We'll talk a little bit about that in a bit, because if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, then you're going to want to get your ticket. But anyway, Mike and I try to both have conversations while we're out walking. It's just, you know, he goes for a walk, I go for a walk. He's in San Diego, I'm in Denver, and we kind of walk together, and it's a great time for us to catch up. And we were talking about a video that he published this last week on Facebook that has stirred the pot. And as he and I discussed this, I thought it was important that I get him on here to talk about it so that you guys can know what he's doing, why he's doing it, and how this might impact you as marketers. I know you didn't expect this kind of value on the weekend, did you? But it's a good thing you're here. So again, please share the broadcast, because this is important and we are going to discover and discuss whether or not Facebook video is doomed and if there are other alternatives that might be better. So with no further ado, I'm going to welcome my friend Michael Stelzner to the show. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great, Joel. Thanks. It's exciting to be back on your show.
I feel like I just spoke with you.
You did.
It's like that time 2 minutes ago that I said hi. Yeah, we're back. Okay, so we had a great conversation this morning, and I saw the video that you posted. In fact, let me go ahead and just so people can see what I'm talking about, I'm going to share on the Social Media Examiner page. You're not going to be able to hear the audio, but here you are. You posted this on October 17th, and the content says, "We just canceled three of our weekly video shows on Facebook, including The Journey, which is your reality show. Watch as I explain why." And this video here has probably been one of the most popular videos you've posted. I understand it's created some controversy, and we're here to talk about that today. So what did you say in that video to sum up?
It was very short. It was just 2 minutes. And I said, "Hey, quick public service announcement. We've decided to cancel three shows, including The Journey, because we are a media company and our goal is to create content, long form content that people will consume." And I said that Facebook is like a highway, and people, imagine if you were driving on a highway and you saw a TV screen of a show, you're only going to catch a couple seconds of it as you go driving by. So I hypothesized that Facebook is not the platform for long form video content. And I did announce that one of those shows, The Journey, would be moving exclusively over to YouTube. That's the gist of it. That's what I said. And that's what started a bit of a firestorm.
Yeah. And so the obvious question is going to be, why would you do such a thing? I mean, you've got 534,000 people that like the Social Media Examiner page. Clearly, you've got an engaged community on Facebook, more so than you've had on YouTube. And so you are a very analytical person. And to you, data, it drives all of your marketing decisions. So what did you discover when you looked at the data for your long form videos?
Well, first of all, a few days later, I did go live on our weekly show and in detail described what went into that. But I'll give you the gist of it. The backstory is that I'd come back from a conference and it had been hammered into my brain that retention time is a very important metric. So I couple that with the fact that Facebook had just sent out all these notifications that says, "Hey, if you get this many minutes watched over 60 days, you can qualify for ad insertions." I didn't care about ad insertions, but I was shocked to see that we did not have enough views to even qualify, despite publishing four shows a week. for a very, very long time.
So it's so cumulative for as far as Facebook is concerned. It's all
it's 60 your- days. It's so, six, it's over 60 okay. days. You need like 30,000 minutes of consumption time.
Okay.
And I was shocked that we were not there because we were producing four shows a week, 1 7-minute show, 2 30-minute shows, and 1 hour show. And they were not qualifying, which was shocking to me. So then I looked at the data and I started looking at the retention graphs. And anybody that doesn't know what a retention graph is, imagine a timeline for the duration of the video. And it shows the drop off as people go down the video. Well, it turned out that our retention graphs were completely horrible. As a matter of fact, if you scroll down on my, if you scroll down on our page, Joel, I think I have a screenshot of it somewhere on our page.
On your standard Social Media Examiner page?
Yeah, exactly. You'll see, just keep scrolling down. There was a post. And I showed these retention graphs and simply said, you might have to go back about a week, but you'll see a big picture. And anybody who's familiar with Yosemite is going to be familiar with, keep going, El Capitan. There it is right there. Yes. Clicking on that image. So you see that image right there? Mm-hmm. Do you see how it looks like it's dropping almost straight down?
Right here,
What you probably can't see is the numbers on the left. Can you see those numbers on the left on your end, Joel?
The 0, 1, 3, and 4%.
Okay. So that... I zoomed in on that graph and it was showing that basically it dropped from 100% to 4% in a matter of seconds, okay, on our most important show. And then, of course, you can see it normalized right around, what, 1%, right? Mm-hmm. And then look at the same graph underneath it. That graph is showing it normalizing around 50 or 60%. That graph is YouTube. The graph on the top is Facebook, the exact mm-hmm. same video on two different platforms. So what I'm going to do is simplify this. The vast majority of people on Facebook were not watching our content for more than a couple of seconds. And we create content with the intention of wanting people to watch the content because the content ultimately is sponsored by our product, which is our conference. And if people are not consuming the content, then why are we creating the content? So on Monday, I canceled our Ask Me Anything show and I canceled our Tool show. And then on Tuesday, the journey came up for dialogue and I decided to cancel that. And then on Wednesday morning, I decided to make the big announcement. But just to give you some perspective of how bad this is, our best show that we've ever produced, and I have a full-time employee dedicated to this, is the episodic documentary known as The Journey. And only 3% at best were actually clicking to play that video, Joel. So let's say we got 5,000 views in one episode of The Journey. 3% of that is 150 people. So when you zoom in on the people that actually clicked the play, and by the way, that means 97% of the people just scrolled by and saw it in the newsfeed and kept going. The 3% that clicked the play, you can scroll and look at that graph. At best case, only 22% of those people, less than 1 in 4, made it to the 1 minute mark. So when you do the math on that, 150 people, 22% is about 30 people. So of 5,000 people, 30 people got to about the 1 minute mark.
Wow.
You were probably one of them. My staff was probably the rest of them. And that was it. And that was the decision.
Which is not the audience. I mean, you're producing The Journey as a marketing tool for social media marketing world.
And absolutely. People
watching are your staff who they're already going and your friends who are already going and going to be speaking there, then you're not reaching your audience.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of people said, well, you know, if you just created better content and, you know, if that was true, then why is that content performing, the exact same content performing so much better on YouTube than it is on Facebook? I don't think it has anything to do with the content. I think it has to do with the audience and the consumer behavior and the way people behave on Facebook. So we asked people on our Facebook page, you can go back if you want, Joel. How many of you watch a video for more than 5 minutes? We got hundreds of comments. We posted that within the last week. Okay. Hundreds and hundreds of comments from people saying, I do not watch video on Facebook.
Here it is. Okay, let me put this up so everybody can get a look at this right here.
How many comments are on that?
When was the last time you watched Facebook video that was 5 minutes or longer? 257 comments. And 13 shares. A few of the comments here. Damian Ross says a lot, and people stick around in mind for the outtakes, which is definitely a different, yeah. So content.
But let me tell you something. Damian Ross does not have a Facebook page, so he doesn't know whether they're actually watching it because he doesn't have access to the metrics. He's posting it on a consumer profile.
Right. Fanzo says almost daily. No surprise there. Sunday says yesterday. Chad says last night. Ezreal says within the last few days. Lots of engagement here.
Yes, but here's the reality. There was actually 637 comments across this thread. And when we actually analyzed the comments, the overwhelming majority of people actually do not consume content on Facebook. Of course, you're probably seeing the algorithms showing you your friends and their response. Mm-hmm. And I got so many private messages from people saying, I have a page, I'm on the Watch platform. Nobody's really watching video on Facebook. Except for the people that really have got a vested interest in making sure that their video is watched on Facebook, which is the actual people's names you just mentioned there. So, you know, for us, we made the decision and we're just not going to produce video on Facebook that's longer than 2 minutes ever.
So if you guys are just joining, Joel Kamm here with Michael Stelzner of Social Media Examiner talking about why Facebook long form video perhaps may not be the most effective way. And of course, here we are on Facebook Live doing a video. And interestingly enough, I had a hunch that a weekend afternoon video, a live video might get more engagement than I've been seeing typically. And the numbers are actually reflecting that. And it could be the topic. It could be Mike's dashing good looks. It could be that you were hoping to see me make a clown of myself. But it's really interesting. So if you're watching this video right now, then please do share. And I want to jump in for a moment before we go to what Mike is seeing from moving to YouTube to talk about the event that is coming up in March that you guys need to be at. If you're a social media marketer, then Social Media Marketing World is the conference. I think it's going to be, Mike, how many is it this year?
This will be our seventh year.
Seventh. So this will be my sixth then. For some reason, I must have been in a cave or under a rock the first year and I missed it. But March 20th through 29th is the event in San Diego at the San Diego Convention Center. And this is for anybody that's doing social marketing, especially like Mark.
Oh, and I should say that we will be broadcasting that live on Facebook. That is definitely our plan. And Mr. Joel Kamm will be working the stage with Sonny Leonarduzzi to be bringing an amazing show to all of you that can't make it to the conference.
Yeah, but you guys should make it. You should be there. And I think there's a discount right now. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got four ticketing types for as little as $300. You can get to the conference. So, it's going to be an amazing experience, and I would strongly encourage people to consider it. We've already got many thousands who are coming.
There's the link, com.us/SMMW19 will.
Yeah, if you're coming, let us know in the comments, by the way. We would love to know if anyone here is going to be attending. It looks like absolutely. I recognize some of our speakers are actually hanging out with us right now.
Yeah, Jason says he's watched some of your videos, but serious question, what do you think brands like Gary Vee are seeing since he's the one doubling down on long form Facebook video format? And I wonder if he's kind of a unicorn anyhow.
Well, let's talk about that. The Facebook Watch platform is the one place that is designed on Facebook for long form video, but it's the one place that no one is being allowed in except for the Gary Vees of the world. So I don't have any special access to the Watch platform. Joel doesn't have any special access to the Watch platform. Most of us don't and likely never will. So I'm not going to hang out on Facebook just with the hope that I'll get on the Watch platform, because this is the thing that everybody needs to keep in mind. When you put video out on Facebook and no one watches it, it sends a signal to the algorithm that we're not going to show the rest of your content to Facebook. Joel, did you know that little square video that we opened the show with, we had comments from people that said, I've been a fan of yours for years. I've had you on my See First, and this is the first video I've seen from you ever.
Wow.
Despite the fact that we've been posting four videos every week for years.
And even though they've got it set up for See First, they're still not seeing it.
And dozens of people said, I'm in the same boat. So this is the part that we need to keep in mind. This is not a branding thing, okay? This is an algorithm combined with consumer behavior thing. So if the algorithm is going to only show things to people that they want to see, and they don't generally consume video, and the stuff that you put out doesn't get engagement, that's a double whammy. So you have to make sure that your audience is all over your video. And if they're not, then you need to change. So we're not abandoning video on Facebook. We're just not doing any long form video on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Todd makes a point, which I think, you know, you and I discussed a little bit this morning, we could elaborate on, is people's attention span. And the reason that Facebook long form video doesn't work. I mean, it's just so easy to go to the next thing.
Right. I mean, it's absolutely true. I mean, like, how many people here actually actually seek out video on Facebook when you're on? You don't. You know, nobody does. They just go to scan the feed. And if they happen to have time, they might choose to watch a video. Or if they're reminded that a video that they love is there. But like, I can tell you, Joel, I got into the Mike Rowe Show on the Watch platform, but I have not ever watched anything on the Watch platform since the initial thing launched. I just, even though I get reminded constantly, just because that's not why I go to Facebook.
I don't either. I never go to Facebook Watch. And the truth is if I want to, now I'm not saying I don't watch videos on Facebook. Usually if it happens, it's in the morning. I'm laying in bed. I've got my phone. I'm going through Facebook and a video catches my eye. And now you're in the video stream where you just go from one to the next. And I've wasted, you know, an hour waking up watching video. But typically if I'm going to watch video, I go to YouTube. And so you are moving and have moved your long form videos to YouTube. Let's take a look at the channel here right now. This is the Social Media Examiner YouTube channel, 22,712 subscribers. And you can see right here, the most recent are the journey. So what are you seeing here? Because like I'm looking at
the views are low, first of all, okay?
Right.
So let's keep in mind, like, this is the part that's really important. On Facebook, when you see a video view, it's actually just an impression. It's not a view, okay? And this is very important. This is why there's a lawsuit against Facebook right now, okay? If they click play, that's considered a view, you know, in most people's vernacular, but not in the case of Facebook. If it's scroll through the newsfeed for 3 seconds, we know that in marketing as an impression, but Facebook counts it as a view. So this is the part that's very important. On YouTube, it has to be 30 seconds to be even counted as a view. I guarantee you that if Facebook made it a minimum of 30 seconds, these numbers would be in parity. You know, you would see a lot lower numbers on Facebook than you would on YouTube. So if we're lucky to get about 1,000 people watching on YouTube, you know, our videos, and they don't, like I said, don't even count it if it's not at least 30 seconds. I want 1,000 people watching. That's my goal. If I get 1,000 people watching on YouTube, I'm a happy camper. And remember who my audience is. They're marketers, okay? Their job is to work on Facebook. So they don't necessarily have time to stop and watch videos on Facebook. I'm targeting my peers, you know? And they're very, very, very busy. But if they'll go over to YouTube and they'll watch my show, that's my goal. So that's what we've done, is moved it all over there.
And I've just linked to that in the comments here on Facebook if you want to check out the YouTube channel. And, you know, you said something this morning that was so true. It was something to the effect of, I'd rather have, you know, 500 people that watch all the way through than 5,000 that don't get past the first 10 seconds.
And actually, that's the honest truth that so many people are scared of, which is like seriously, folks, are you actually looking at your videos on Facebook and looking at how many people get to the end of those videos? Because I think it would shock you at how few it is. And let's be honest, even in live video, they do not provide us any metrics. Mm-hmm. Joel and I were talking about this. They don't tell us how long the average person watches live video. They don't tell us. If they did, they probably know, though. They're just not telling us, you know? And thank goodness they're telling us something, because on LinkedIn, they tell us nothing. On Twitter, they tell us almost nothing. It's just YouTube and Facebook.
Jason is always full of great questions, and he wants to know, what about IGTV? What is that? What are you seeing data wise there?
I've already forgotten about it.
Really? Yes. Wow. So you're basically, what you're doing now is you're taking 60 seconds, which is usually from the beginning of the journey or whatever else.
It's just actually selectively find clips to make a teaser, like a movie trailer.
And then that gets posted to Facebook and to Twitter and to LinkedIn, and it all drives traffic to the YouTube page.
And Instagram. The difference with Instagram, obviously, is there's no easy way to get off of Instagram. We'll do it in stories too, so they can swipe up. But Instagram stories, honestly, it's just not catching, you know? And we're not going to waste any energy on it right now. I know that I've been reading, and I think the problem is that they built it as a separate app. It's the same problem we talked about with Periscope, right? Like when was the last time you even heard anybody mention the word Periscope?
Yeah, I used to broadcast frequently on Periscope, and honestly, if it weren't for having as many Twitter followers as I have, I probably wouldn't, because that it ends up in the Twitter stream, and so my views appear to be a lot more than they actually are. And if you're trying to be a marketer and just show off your numbers, maybe that's effective, but in terms of really reaching people, not so much. So let's talk about live. Will people, we've had a bunch of people come through this video, and we've kind of hit the meat already, and so the numbers are down right now. But will people watch this replay?
No, they won't. And the reason I know that, the only reason they might is because the copy might be compelling to them and they might actually want to hear what I have to say because this could be controversial.
They don't want to hear what I have to say, but they want to hear what you
But
say.
here's my views on live video, specifically on social. If it's true that most people do not watch regular video, all the way through, it's even more true that they're not going to watch live video all the way through when it's not live anymore. Because live video is by its very nature longer than regular video. And what's important about live video is making sure that you are there live when your tribe is available to engage with the tribe like you're doing with Todd and to make it fun and interactive with them. Because when you're not live anymore, it's just not the same experience. And I would challenge anyone to do what I've done, which is to go back and look at your metrics and look at your retention graphs on Facebook, because Facebook on live videos only shows the retention graph when the live video is over with. So when you go into the retention graphs, it's the non-live portion of the video, and you will see a radical drop. Part of the reason you'll see a drop is because no one's going to get through the first 30 seconds of the video where you're typically doing housekeeping kind of stuff with live video. So live video needs to be about engaging the tribe who's physically there, knowing full well that there won't be pickup. Now, in the past, that used to be different.
Let's ask those
Yeah.
of you watching right now, do you ever go back and watch replays of lives? And if you do, is it because you intended to watch it and you missed it, now you're catching up, or it just shows up on the feed and you're like, oh, what happened here? So please, in the comments, let us know. Do you watch?
Now, there is a certain situation where your followers that have set up notifications will see that you went live, Joel, and they don't realize it's over with. And sometimes Facebook plays it as if it's live and they don't realize it's not live. So in that situation, you will see a little bit of a pickup because they won't realize they're watching a playback because of the way the comments come through and everything. I mean, look at the data. This is what I would challenge people to do. And the only way you can do that is if you do it from a page, of course. And
Well,
the data.
that might be an answer to James here. He says, would you recommend we use that strategy for local business as well, drive traffic to other channels?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Do you understand the question?
He's saying if you have a local business,
Right.
is the strategy same idea?
I mean, I think if you have a local business and you're, let's just say like your business, let's just say is a restaurant and it's around like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and people haven't made dinner plans, then maybe it would make sense to go live and offer some special opportunity for, this evening, make it short. The advantage of live video is it does get a little bit of a boost in the news feed, depending on when it happens, but it seems like that boost dies off pretty quick. But we know that live video is better than non-live video as far as like getting exposure from the moment it comes out, because it's the only form of page content that will allow the notification bell to go off if
Right.
you're
You
a
don't get that with a
subscriber.
regular video. It says Joel Comm is
Right.
live, and people are like, oh, what's he
Yeah.
doing? As many of
Yeah.
you did. Here's some of the answers we've gotten to if people watch the replay. Sandra says, depending on the topic, if I see it in the feed. Jason says replay often for learning purposes. Gina says, I rarely see live video presented in my feed these days. Hi, Gina. Layla, if it shows up in the feed, I'm interested. I can fast forward, right? People understand, get past the housekeeping. Rob, we'll watch a replay if it's of value and content. Patricia, if it's content. Carrie, if she's got a connection to the people in the video. And right. Unrelated, but just so that you should know, James is a massage therapist. So he's speaking particularly to using video to give people
virtual massages. I'm not going to say, look, I think video is awesome. I just think you have to keep it short, James. So what I would do if I was you is I would come up with 60-second tips on how to get your kinks out of your back or whatever, you know, because we are now producing multiple 60-second videos a week, and those are working really well. Mm. Those have big retention graphs. People are actually watching that. It's just, you know, so many of us that have been around for a while, like Joel and I, we come from the long form content world, right? Like blogging or podcasting, right? Where it's all about super long content. And this is a new world we're in right now, and we have to create content for the people that are part of that world. And if they're busy, then we need to try to keep it short. Another case example, the most popular page on the Facebook Watch platform is by Rachel Farnsworth, and it's on recipes, and it's all short 1-minute videos. So, you know, take a cue from that.
Yeah, that is interesting. I want to address Gina's question. Why did I broadcast on my personal profile instead of my biz page? Page is just, I mean, this goes back to the Facebook apocalypse, right? That Mike wrote about back earlier this year, that we're not getting reach. So I will get, even though I've got 40 or 41,000 likes on my business, Joelcom Fan is my business page, I'll get way more views and engagement on my personal profile. It's just how it works. And so why not?
And look, one thing I want to say, because I do know that there's a lot of people that are like freaking out right now and really, really concerned. And I just want to encourage people to look at the data. As Joel mentioned earlier, I'm highly analytical. If you are not looking at the data, you could easily be duped into thinking, I've got a lot of comments on this video. I've got a lot of shares on this video. And it appears as if I have a lot of likes. That's all I really care about. The problem with that is, you know, let's just say you're using it for marketing. When you actually look at the retention graph, if you notice that most of those comments came in the very beginning of the video, and later on in the video, you're going to make a pitch for your product, and you notice that your product sales aren't working, and all of a sudden something's wrong, you might not realize, well, it's because no one got to that point of the video where you got a chance to mention the product. And that's where we as marketers need to really think these things through. Because if they're really dropping off in the first 30 seconds, then that's problematic for us. Because we're all of a belief that if we provide tons of value, then people will later want to discover more about us. But if they don't stick around to get the value, they won't stick around to get the offer.
Well, and also there are Facebook is getting sued, which of course they're going to be. They're a huge company, but they may have misrepresented views to people, right?
Yeah, and the people that are doing the suing are claiming they were misrepresented by up to 900%. So, you know, wow. And supposedly they corrected all that stuff back in 2017. But again, it comes back to what is a view? Mm-hmm. You know, what would you guys consider a view? You know, I think clicking to play is a legitimate metric of a view. And when you go into your insights in your Facebook page, they hide that. You have to actually go under the retention graph, and there's a little blue thing that says scroll down, and then you'll see the percentage of people that actually hit click to play. Click to play means an intention to watch it versus just a scroll by.
Mm-hmm. So I like YouTube's approach. 30 seconds is legitimate. That means I am watching.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I do my lives still on Facebook, but this long form video, I'll take this and I will chop off the very beginning and turn it into a video that can then be uploaded to YouTube, right? Because this is rich content.
Yeah. And look, I mean, the bottom line is we have 500,000 plus people on Facebook, and many of you have huge followings on Facebook. And I get the challenge. Like, we built this huge following on Facebook, and now you're telling me people watch video over on YouTube and I don't have a following over on YouTube. So how in the world am I going to get them over there? Well, what we're doing at Social Media Examiner is we're using everything in our power to direct our tribe over there. And we're teaching them how to subscribe and how to hit the bell so that they'll get notifications in the future. it's not easy, but you know, do you want to address any of these comments flying up on the screen, or are you just putting them up there?
So James is asking, is Twitch the new YouTube for live video? Twitch has been around for years, Twitch.tv, and it started as a live streaming platform for gamers. But now they've opened it up and are encouraging people to do all kinds of live videos. And so this platform that I'm using right now, BeLive.tv, that's how we're doing all the cool lower thirds and comments. I've got this panel here. I could bring in guests, do screen shares. BeLive has traditionally been just for Facebook, but now you can use BeLive.tv to stream to Twitch as well. So there are other options.
I got to be honest, I love Twitch. Here's why Twitch is amazing. First of all, the app will send you notifications and emails when your people go live. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for gamers. I follow Larry Petrucci and David Foster over there. The challenge with producing content on Twitch is it tends to be very, very, very long content. So, you know, once you're not live anymore, no one really watches. So, but I think Twitch is pretty exciting, and who knows what's going to come out in the future.
Well, it's very much about community, right? Twitch is very community oriented. And we actually, let me put this up right here. Travis Wright and I tried it on BeLive here just this week. We did Bad Crypto Podcast live using BeLive TV to Twitch. The picture was really good. You know, since they don't have an audience there, we had very few views. But it certainly does have potential, and Twitch is encouraging people to broadcast all kinds of content over there now.
Yeah, the key is to get your audience wherever you choose to go. And I think this is one of the take-home messages, is that we as content creators are never stuck with one platform. Joel and I learned this the hard way with Blab. Remember, we built a community on Blab, and then they went out of business, right? And you just go where you send your people where you want them to go. And it may be that Facebook is not going to be the place forever. Could be Twitch next. Who knows, right?
I don't know if you there's a site I've been meaning to try. Get Vocal. Apparently, some are saying is the new Blab. I'm going to put it right up. I don't know if any of you guys have tried this yet or not. But
never heard of it.
It's VOKL. GetVocal.com, and you simply click. I haven't done it yet. But you click here to start your own, and you put in a topic and create a room, and then you share the link with people to join the room. And allegedly it's very Blab-like. You can kind of see from the screens here. So I'm planning on trying it here pretty soon. I've known about it for 6 weeks or so and just haven't gotten around to it. So we'll see. I'll let you guys that are watching know. I'll post on Facebook when I'm going to do a Get Vocal, and then you guys can come on camera and we could try to be Blab-like, and it'll be super fun. Mike, appreciate you doing this almost spontaneously. We talked about doing this just a couple hours ago. Anything else you want to share about your discoveries or your recommendations?
Yeah, here's where I think people can go now with video on Facebook. We've been experimenting with square. It doesn't have to be square, but square or vertical. And we've been keeping it short and tight. And I think, and we've seen really good response. We've seen the retention all the way through these shorter 1 minute videos. We've seen lots of comments, lots of shares, lots of all the actions that we care about. So I think those of you that have a video bent, if you can figure out a way to say it in 60 seconds or edit it down, you could see huge success on Facebook. And I just want to encourage everyone to, again, not get duped by false metrics. Get into the data, figure out what matters to you. If you do longer videos, then why don't you put a little test at the end of the video and not say anything to anyone until they get to the end of it and see if anyone does it. Like say at the very end, I'm going to give this away to one of you. Maybe it's $100. Comment if you watched it. If you only see three comments, well, then there's a clue for you. You know, get data however you can get data, and then be willing to change, because if there's one thing we know about social is it never stays the same. Mm-hmm. Am I right, Joel?
It's very fluid. Everything is always changing. And, you know, we're both old enough to have had multiple businesses, and you have a season where things are going really well, and you feel like, well, this is just going to go on forever. It never does. It always changes, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse. But everything I've ever done that has had a high point has, you know, if it's got a high point, that means it's got to go down from there. And so nothing stays the same, and you have to be ready to experiment and adapt, and don't be married to one platform. You can't do it. Not smart.
Well, thank you for allowing me to explore this topic with you. And folks, when the data changes, I am going to change again. You know what I mean? So if it turns out people start watching longer form video on Facebook, we'll experiment with it and we'll figure out a way. And, you know, this is, by the way, social media marketing world is the place where everybody comes and debates these things.
Yeah. Why don't you just really quickly, as we finish out here, I'll let you do a little commercial. I've got the link.
Yeah.
This is my affiliate link there. com.us/SMMW19 will take you to the page. Why do people need to come to Social Media Marketing World?
Well, first of all, I keep my eyes and ears on all the trends that are going on in the industry. And I can assure you that my decision to go short form video was much deeper than any of you know, because there's things people tell me I cannot tell you. But I will be revealing all the latest research at the conference right up to the moment. And we have 17 tracks covering live video, video production, social media, everything you could possibly imagine. If you click on sessions at the top, you'll see bazillions of them. But you can get tickets for as little as $297. I encourage you to follow Joel's affiliate link there. He earns a little commission if you choose to. But it really is a lot of fun to put on that event. And it's just great to be around people who are just like us, you know, who live and breathe this stuff.
Well, so and just a quick run through here. I mean, you look at the names, you guys, these are the people that you follow online, and it's a great opportunity to see them speak in person and get to network them. Mari Smith, there's Jay Baer, Amy Porterfield, of course, Mike, myself, Sonny Lenarduzzi, Mark Schaefer, Peg Fitzpatrick, John Loomer, Vivica Von Rosen, Marcus Sheridan, Sue B, Andrea Vall. I mean, the list goes on. Ann Hanley, you know, Zach King is going to be there. Daryl Eves, Roberto Blake. This is the one. Okay, this is, even if I was not speaking at this event, I would be at this event. It is the one. So com.us/SMMW19, figure out which ticket is best for you. The price goes up over time, so just get your ticket while they are lower priced and reserve your hotel at the Marriott, right?
We've got a whole bunch of hotels. They're all
Marriott, the Hyatt, the site. Either one. Yeah. It's San Diego in the spring. You can't go wrong with it. And there's the party on the USS Midway, the huge aircraft carrier that's docked there at the harbor on the night before. And then the next night, you've got the party at that club, which has just been fantastic. Great fun. There's karaoke and good stuff. And you don't want to miss it.
That's we hope to see you guys there. Thank you, Joel. Right. You're a good spokesperson.
Thanks, Mike. Take care, buddy.
All right, everybody, have a great day.
And thanks to all of you for watching on the weekend here. Appreciate it. There's the quote, Ezreal, right there. Let me put that up. Even if I was not speaking, I would come to this event. Very true. I'll let you guys know when I'm going to use Get Vocal and invite you in. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. BeLive.tv. You can do videos like this to Facebook or to Twitch. If you haven't tried it yet, it's a 14-day free trial. Go to BeLive.tv, give it a try, and I'll catch you guys next time. Until then.